It's time once again to kick off the second hour of Sunday in the Country, and we always do that with Willie Hallahan from SportingACause.com. SportingACause.com is a site you can go to, and if it's a fundraising activity that is anywhere sports-related, you will find the information there in detail, and we like to talk about it a little bit on a Sunday morning. Willie, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall, and happy almost winter.
Almost.
Almost. I wanted to start up before I get to the calendar. I wanted to cover a couple things. One, I want to congratulate the Housatonic girls soccer team. Their season ended yesterday, unfortunately. They lost in the quarterfinals, state quarterfinals, to Old Lyme, which has been the defending state champion for the last 4 years, a big powerhouse. And they played to a 0-0 tie, and then they played to an overtime tie, 0-0, and they end up losing in the shootout, I guess they call it, 7-5. So it could not have been closer, and I'm sure it hurt, but they should be very proud of themselves. They had a great season. I think it was 16-1 or 16-2 for the season. Good for them. Yesterday morning, I was in Litchfield, Bantam more specifically, for the Hellacious Half. This is the third running of a race. A half is a half marathon, a 13-mile race put together by the tireless Beth Murphy, who basically organizes this whole thing. And these are difficult events. They're time-consuming to put together an event like this. Anyway, it was all about veterans. It was sponsored by the American Legion there in Bantam. The course was designed to be difficult, to be reflective of the challenges that our veterans face. The mile markers all had names of veterans on them, and it was a very moving event. And I asked Beth, I said, do you have a very personal reason for being, addressing the veterans issues so much? She said, not really. Her grandfather and father have been veterans, but she just always thinks about veterans as they're serving and the plight that many of them are in after they get out. And the proceeds of the race, which is usually about $4,000 a year, goes to a veteran or their family in the area who needs help. So, and I got some pictures up on my Instagram and Facebook. Today, there are a couple things going on that your listeners can still get to, and they'll sound very familiar. One is the 72nd annual bowling tournament going on up at the Cove in Great Barrington. It has two starting times. They must have flights. There's an 11 a.m. one and a 3 p.m. one. It's one of those events where you can get knocked out, you can buy your way back in. And anyway, this is the second weekend of three. It's Saturday and Sunday, last weekend, today, and next weekend. And it's a big deal. They're giving away $20,000 in prize money, and they still have some left over to support bowling and basketball and baseball youth programs. Also today is the fifth, the next to the last weekend of the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club Turkey Shoots. That starts at 11. Next weekend will be the last one. I'll talk about that in a second as I get to next week's events. And, here we are, next week's events. The next Saturday and Sunday will be the third and final weekend of the Cove tournament. Also on Saturday, this is the 23rd, there's a table tennis tournament, ping pong, at the Torrington Armory. This is sponsored by the Torrington Parks and Recreation Department. It's geared towards the youngsters. There are three age divisions, 10 to 12, 13 to 15, 16 to 18. It's only $5 to get in. It's very price-friendly because of the age group involved. And typically when the entry fee is so low, there's probably no proceeds left. But if there are any, that'll go to the Park and Recs Department for their programs. Next Sunday, as I said, the last final sixth weekend of the Turkey Shoots from the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club. And this one will they've set aside some time for the local Cub Scouts so that they can shoot, learn how to shoot. I have a picture that I put with every event on my website, and the one for this I took a couple of years ago, and it shows, I think it's a very good picture, of one of the Run Gun Club members helping out a youngster as he's aiming to shoot. So anyway, next Sunday, if you want to go at all, if you've been hankering to visit this site, next Sunday might be the one to do it because it involves the kids. Always a good time. Also next Sunday, that's the 24th, the Dover Wingdale Teachers Association, the TWTA, Turkey Raffle Run Walk. And this is kind of a little different event. It's held at the Dover High School track. And there's no entry fee, but people are asked to make cash donations and to bring non-perishable food items. And how it works is it's as much a raffle as it is a walking running event, but I assume it's a quarter-mile track, most high school tracks are. And what you do is for every lap around that you either walk or run in an hour, you get a raffle ticket, and that makes you eligible for a big raffle where they have all kinds of great prizes. But among the cash donations and the food items, all that goes to the Center for Compassion, which is a food-related charity in the Dover area. Then moving on to Monday, I'm going to include, since we're buttoned up to Thanksgiving, which is only like 10 days away, unbelievably, I'm just going to go into next week, the following week, a little bit. Monday the 25th, at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, is the Varsity Girls Volleyball team versus the alumni volleyball team. Of course, at Housatonic at the gym. It's a $5 entry fee for players who are competing. The money being raised is for the participants. Spectators are welcome for free. They'll be selling food. And the proceeds from all that will go to the volleyball program. I've spoken a lot, but not lately, about the plight of sports programs. They're hurting for money. Budgets are tight. And oftentimes, sports programs are the first to take a hit. So a lot of sports programs have fundraisers, and they do what they do best. They play their sport to raise money, and this is one of them. And then I'll do a quick thing about Thanksgiving Day. There are four running events going on Thanksgiving Day. The first is the Ferncliff Forest 5K, a very alliterative name, Turkey Trot in Rhinebeck. That raises money for the Ferncliff Forest Preserve. The Goshen Turkey Trot, this is a 10K over at the Goshen Fairgrounds. This has been around forever. I actually ran at it many years ago, so it shows how long it's been around. It's been half a century since I was in shape enough to do one of these. 42 years it's been around. And that benefits a basket of local charities. The Mid-Hudson Roadrunners Club Turkey Trot, could be held over at the Arlington High School in LaGrange, and the proceeds from that benefit United Way and the local food bank over in that neck of the woods. And finally, the fourth is the Thankful 5K third annual run walk up in Pittsfield. This is sponsored by the Berkshire Running Center. It starts and ends at their store. They do a lot of good because they are a running-oriented business. They sponsor events. They do timing and very much involved in the running world up in Pittsfield. It's a big running town. This is free, but you must pre-register. And every year they sell something, a piece of clothing. And this year it's a beanie, a winter hat, for sale for $20. And the proceeds from that, along with non-perishable food items that people are asked to bring, will benefit the St. Joseph Food Pantry. So, Marshall, that's about it. We're bumping up against Thanksgiving. How did that happen?
You know, with all these turkey trots and everything, what they should do is they should have a race that where you have to eat, like, let's say, a pound of turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes.
Yep.
And then do the race.
Yep, throw in a piece of pumpkin pie. And yeah, I know that I probably would do okay in that kind of race.
And at the end, then you have to eat a pumpkin pie. And don't make it a 5K. Make it like a 1 mile race.
1/100th K.
A 1 mile race. I think it would be fun.
We should think about that.
I really do think it would be fun. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see if we can boilerplate this idea and bring it back next year.
All right. Let's do that.
All right, Willie. Hey, we'll speak to you next week.
All right, Marshall. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Willie Hallahan, sportingacause.com.